Friends and family members, the academic procession has arrived. Leading the procession is our candidates for PhD, followed by our Master of Professional Studies candidates. And finally, our Bachelor of Arts and Bachelor of Science candidates. Please join us in welcoming and congratulating the class of 2023. And now, we are pleased to introduce the faculty of the Anne S. Bowers College of Computing and Information Science Department of Statistics and Data Science. The department's award-winning faculty are comprised of scholars from Cornell Bowers CIS, the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and the ILR School. I am now pleased to introduce Martin Wells, Chair of the Statistics and Data Science Department and the Charles A. Alexander Professor of Statistical Science. Professor Wells is a leader in Bayesian statistics, high-dimensional data analytics, data analysis, statistical bioinformatics, and empirical legal studies. His focus is collaborating and teaching across a wide range of disciplines to apply theoretical frameworks and data analysis to 21st century challenges. Please join me in welcoming Department Chair Martin Wells.
That's unexpected. So on behalf of the Department of Statistics and Data Science faculty and staff in the Cornell and S. Bowers College of Computing and Information Science, welcome to the 2023 commencement ceremony. As we just heard, I'm Martin Wells, the department chair. On the stage, I have some colleagues here. I'm gonna announce their names, and when I announce their names, please stand up. These are the folks that you've entrusted your graduates to be educated with at Cornell. They have a really important influence on your graduates' education. So, James Booth, Joe Guinness, Xiaolong Yang, Florentina Bunea, Martin Wegkamp, Kingo Kato, Jeremy Entner, Ahmed El Alawi, Yang Ning, and Dana Yang. One thing you notice about our faculty, we're younger, except for me and a couple others, are much younger. We have a young, vital faculty, and it's very exciting. So to the friends and family, thank you for coming today to support the graduates and celebrate their achievement. Thank you for supporting them during their time here at Cornell. Congratulations to all today's graduates. It's a pleasure to acknowledge the tremendous achievement you've had over the years, culminating in this ceremony. You've challenged yourselves by completing a rigorous, and let me say rigorous and demanding ceremony. You succeeded in this achievement by applying your talent, focus, and perseverance. Support from your families, fellow students, friends have been essential to your success and must be recognized as well. At this time, statistics and data science students need to acquire multiple skill sets to succeed. They combine statistical expertise, mathematics, computer science, optimization, but the special thing about statisticians and data scientists is they need to learn other things too. They need to become subject matter experts in other fields, such as computational biology, political science, law, economics, climate science, just to name a few. The work of our graduate students reflect the diversity of our subject and its interdisciplinary nature. Today is a beginning for you. We applaud your graduation today, but today's ceremony is a commencement, which means it's just the beginning of a new chapter for you. As ambassadors to statistical science, your skills will influence the data-driven society and respond to new, modern, and future challenges. As you step into this next chapter of your lives, remember to embrace challenges, continue learning, pursue your passions. May you revel in the search for clarity and understanding and truth. Keep your eyes wide open. And your ears wide open to recognize the opportunities and good fortune will inevitably bring you across your paths. But be aware that you may have to weather some challenges. Be careful, be resilient, and avoid obstacles that come in your way. Most of all, treat others at all stations of life with dignity and respect. Interesting music. Your education has laid a foundation, and now it's time to apply it. You've learned a lot of things, but make a positive impact on the world with all that you've learned. Again, congratulations to all of you, and best wishes for your success. Now on to the ceremony. Today we have three types of degree recipients: bachelor's and master's of professional degrees are all about doing data analysis. They're applying the ideas that you've learned to these multifaceted applications. The Doctor of Philosophy degree is all about figuring things out for the first time and doing original research and learning how to propose new solutions to complex, uncertain systems for the first time. As the students progress after their names have been called on stage, the handshakes are optional. If you prefer not to shake, just give the handshaker a signal and just fold your hands. Fist bumps or elbow bumps are fine too. After that, head off stage and there'll be some additional photos. So now we'll have three groups. We'll have the PhD students, then we'll have the master's students, and then we'll have the bachelor's students. So right now, let me turn things over to James Booth, our Director of Graduate Studies.
Faculty colleagues, future alumni, friends and family, the Doctor of Philosophy is the highest academic degree awarded in the United States. A PhD in statistics involves typically 2 years of advanced coursework, followed by 3 or more years of intensive research on a specialized topic, ultimately leading to publications in peer-reviewed journals. It is my great pleasure to present this year's doctoral degree recipients in the field of statistics. First, Yuchen Zhu. Yuchen's dissertation title is Statistical Advances in Joint Diagonalization and Joint Objects Detection. Quite a mouthful. Yuchen's dissertation research focuses on pattern recognition in multivariate data analysis, with the goal of uncovering latent structures and hidden patterns with complex sources of information, including time series, images, and videos. After graduating, Yuchen is currently considering several postdoctoral fellow offers for the next stage of his career. Congratulations. The hooding ceremony officially confers the degree. So next, David Kent. David Kent's dissertation title is Theory and Methods for Smoothness Penalized Density Deconvolution. Another mouthful. Deconvolution is a technique that's used to recover a signal that is only indirectly observed and possibly also contaminated with random error. David's research uses this method to construct smooth estimates of probability densities. After graduation, David will be staying at Cornell as a visiting assistant professor. Congratulations. Finally, but not least, C.E. Deng. C.E.'s dissertation title is Semi-Supervised Estimation and Inference for High-Dimensional Linear Regression. Specifically, C.E. worked on developing statistical methods for high-dimensional data arising in biomedical and clinical research. After graduating, C.E. will join TikTok in California as a data scientist, translating statistical insights into business impact. Congratulations to all this year's graduating PhD students. It's been a pleasure having you in our program for the past few years. I wish you all success in your future endeavors. Now, on to the Masters of Professional Studies program. For more than 15 years, the Masters of Professional Studies program has offered world-class training in applied statistics and data analysis, and preparation for the 21st century workplace. The MPS provides a solid foundation in theoretical statistics, a broad education in many applied statistics topics, and a real-world data analysis project. The MPS director, Dr. Xiaolong Yang, will now present this year's MPS graduates.
Thank you very much, Jen. Good morning. MPS graduates, families, and friends. Today, we come together here to celebrate and recognize our MPS graduates. I think this is one of the biggest milestones of their lives. We recognize their graduation from our rigorous MPS program. This is a very important academic achievement. We are very proud of you. So first, we would like to recognize the May 2023 graduates. I will call their names. Okay. Kate Zhang, Su Wen Liang, Xue Ling Wu, Fu Han Chong, Jiawei Guo, sorry, Jiawei Guo, Yunhan Liu, Chen Yu Chen, Zhongjie Ying, Xiaomeng Qin, Chengyue Zhang, Haoyu Wang, Jingyan Liu, Duke Fan, Yi Zhang, Su Yang Xu, Wen Xuan Hong, Liu Yuan Jiang, Li Ming Yuan, Yu Zhang, Karen Daniels, Chong Wang, Megna Jinaju, Julie Liu, Yi Su, Vijay Gund, Yudong Fang, Yinghao Li, Milmel Selva Sru Mala, now we're going to acknowledge the prospective graduates for December 2023. 切切 Amy Huang, Doris Liu, Yuwen Zhang, Olivia Chen, congratulations. Jiang Chen Cao. Congratulations. Wan Ting Du. Xingrui Zhou. Xuefei Ren. Ziqi Shen. Feng Han. Congratulations.
Thank you, Alan.
Today, I also want to announce the MPS Project Awards. The MPS Capstone Projects are an important part of our MPS education. Our students will have an opportunity to use the knowledge and the skills they learned from our MPS program to solve real-world problems. They all did a very good job. Based on the nominations of the project advisors and overall performance, this year, our MPS program has determined one best MPS Project Award and one Honorable Mention Award. When I call the names of the winning teams, please stand up so that you will be recognized. And the teams will have your group photos taken after the ceremony, during the photo session. And you will be getting your awards from Anita and Alan. Okay. Now it comes to the exciting time. First, I would like to announce the Honorable Mention Award. The Honorable Mention Award is given to Project Team 4. The team members are Fu Han Chong, Megna Jury, Jefei Li. Can you stand up, please? Yue Ying Liu, Yi Su, and Alexandra Tan. Are you all here? Congratulations. Their project title is Segmentation Study of Chronic Kidney Disease Patients. The project was sponsored by Trinity Partners and advised by Professor Martin Wells. Thank you very much. You may see it. Now, I want to announce the Best Project Award. This year's Best Project Award is given to Project Team 10. The team members are Wenxuan Hong, Aristotle Kofis, Suyang Xu, please stand up, Zongjie Ying, Fan Jun Zeng. The project title is Analyzing Lower Torso Curves for Computational Apparel Design and Modeling. The project was sponsored by College of Human Ecology at Cornell University. The project was advised by Dr. Sriyoshi Das. Congratulations. You may sit. Again, congratulations to all MPS graduates. I wish you all the best. You have all very bright future. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor Yang. Cornell offers two undergraduate majors in statistics and data science. One is named Biometry and Statistics in the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, and the other one is a major in Statistical Science in the College of Arts and Science. Typically, at this event, we mention the Latin honors. We haven't, due to the nature of the timing this year, we won't be able to mention those today, but we congratulate those who have honors, and you'll hear from us soon as we make that, as that's decided. Let me now hand things over to the Director of Undergraduate Studies, Professor Joe Guinness, and to Professor Florentina Bunet, to acknowledge the undergraduate majors.
Good morning. Students in the Biometry and Statistics and Statistical Science majors undergo a course of study that includes calculus, actually three courses in calculus, linear algebra, quantitative reasoning, probability, estimation theory, programming, multiple linear regression. They take electives in courses such as survival analysis, design of experiments, time series, and machine learning. And they've completed a swim test. Truly a formidable group. And now for our graduates. Matthew Reed Milnor. Judy Hu. Jiali Chen. Mark Bodick. Siddhi Balamurali. Kerwin Chen. Nelson Liu. Grace Elizabeth Campadilli. Andy Goncalves. Zhongyi Guo. Ayumikun Oyemade. Kendra Obika. Miana Bird. Benjamin Saul Polson. Madeline Nishimura. Andrew Liu. David Goldberg. James Christopher Press. Scarlett Chen. Vansh Gupta. Yime Monica Chen. Lorena Shu. Yunhan Chen. Su Juan Chung. Raghav Madhukar. Lu Sao. Fritika Patni. Justine Lowe. Kazuma Coyle Mashiro Parkinson. Chloe Rose Solon. Bianca Espejo. Annalise Marcus. Catherine Shannon O'Connor. Aristotle Kalefas. Emily Tianlin Li. Charles Kim. Jessica Kolisar. Gregory Bodick. Eric Guanghao Huang. Altria Wong. Kevin Lee. Kaiyuan Sheng. How do you do? Shanyu An Ni. Shirley Sinhu Zhang. Eliora Elena Limanjaya. Mary Eng. Andrea Chen. Varun J. Krishna. Benjamin Matthew Cho. Ben Goldstein. Louis Hoderlin. And Abby Sachar. Please join me in one final round of applause for the class of 2023.
Thank you, Joe and Flory. Congratulations to our graduates. You've achieved a great deal in your time at Cornell, and we're very proud of you. You've been tremendous, and you'll be deeply missed. Please come back and visit us. It's great to see people when they come back and visit and tell us about your lives, your careers, your families, and it's just a great time to reconnect at alumni events. I also want to take a moment to thank the many family and friends that have come here today. some from a great distance. Parents, siblings, spouses, partners, close friends, and other relations, your support for the graduates can't be overstated. Their accomplishments are your accomplishments, and we thank you and honor you. I'd also like to ask you to give some thanks to the many staff volunteers and student workers who've worked hard on this weekend, holiday weekend, to make sure this is a special day for all of you. Thank you very much. So as we move toward concluding the ceremony, I'd like to remind you of the remaining events planned for this weekend. First, the big ceremony tomorrow it will be very exciting. It's a day that you'll remember for years and years. If you choose to attend the ceremony at Schulkopf Stadium with Bauer CIS, it's the afternoon ceremony. You'll assemble on the arts quad between 12:30 and 1:30. At that time, the friends and family should be in the stadium by then. We look forward to seeing you there. Now, as we conclude, I'd like to ask our esteemed guests just to remain seated as the graduates recess and take some group photos. Once the recession's over, guests should adjourn to the reception on the other side of the red curtain. Your graduates will join you shortly. Again, we thank you for all coming today. Graduates, the ushers will take you where you're supposed to go and tell you what to do for the last time. Thank you and congratulations.